Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, January 16th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two today, we're going to speak with Anna James Mitchell, natural resource educator with UW-Madison Extension. Looking forward to that. Right now in studio, we have Jillian Alekna with us, marketing and events coordinator with our good friends over at Visit Rome. Jillian, how you doing?
Good. How about you?
Good. How was your holidays? Do you have a good one?
Yeah, a good run? Yeah, really nice holiday. A lot of good time spent with family, but also, like many people around the holidays, I feel kind of like I was running around everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of nice to, it almost feels like this is our chance to breathe.
Yeah.
Just take a moment and then take a beat. And also check out some great fun things in our area.
Yes.
Especially this time of year. Getting the opportunity to have things to do and things to look forward to is really part of how you get through winter and how you survive some of these colder months and everything. And man, do we have a ton of things lined up for
yes,
you to do and
too.
Things for you. Let's dive right into Wednesdays in winter.
Yeah.
And die over at Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, so every Wednesday in winter for as long as, I don't know how long.
Yeah, a long time.
Lake Sherwood Lodge will be having Bargo from 6:30 to 9 p.m. If you like bingo and playing cards, this is a nice kind of amalgamation of both of them.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not entirely sure how to play the game, but if I've already piqued your interest, reach out to Lake Sherwood Lodge at 715-325-2636 if you have any questions or want to sign up to play.
And I believe that if you've never played the game and you'd like to learn about it, this is a great opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
I imagine the people there would love to show you how to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
I know plenty of people in my family love to show me card games, but it's usually to hustle me. They're looking to do this just to have some fun and get some new members involved with this. And I imagine the more the merrier. This is, again, going from 6:30 to 9 over at Lake Sherwood Lodge, Wednesdays in winter. Something to look forward to. Jillian, is there a way you can call or get in touch with Lake Sherwood to find out more information if you need to?
Yeah, reach out to them via phone number at 715-325-2636.
I didn't know this was even a thing until we got together and started hanging out and talking about it, but they seem to be getting bigger and bigger meat raffles. Like, people
yeah.
love these.
So we have quite a few coming up between this taping and the next time I'm in here.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking off with January 18th, Cal's Corner will be having one at 1 p.m. January 26th, we go back to Lake Sherwood Lodge, once again at 1 p.m. And then two more at Cal's Corner, one of them on February 15th at 1, and then March 15th at 1 p.m. back at Cal's Corners.
It's great to have the Cal's Corner hosting these, Lake Sherwood, all these different places involved. Because one thing that raffles tend to do, and I imagine the meat raffle is very similar, is sometimes people show up or go to places that they may have not gone to otherwise
mm-hmm.
because of these raffles. And a meat raffle will be very similar to that. And along those lines, if you've never gone to a meat raffle, you got a bunch of different opportunities to
yeah.
check this out and see how much fun this is.
Mm-hmm. Even if you're just curious about what mm-hmm. a meat raffle is, I mean, raffle, you probably think, gift baskets, sweepstakes,
mm-hmm.
not a sausage or bacon or anything
right,
like
right.
that.
And maybe that's something that would even make a good segment sometime. We bring somebody in or we
yeah.
talk about the meat raffles in general and what they are. You can check them out yourself. You got a lot of great opportunities for that. Friday, January 17th is where we go next.
Yeah, at Lester Public Library of Rome, they'll be having a drop-in event called Birdseed Pine Cones and Storytime. Stop in to learn about birds and make your own pine cone bird feeder. DIY birdseed pine cones are easy and fun to make. All you need is a pine cone, obviously, peanut butter, and bird seed. Plus, they are a great way to attract many birds to your yard this winter, even when it feels like all animals have disappeared. Like I mentioned before, this program is drop-in family-friendly. However, if you are allergic to peanut butter or mm-hmm. nuts at all, they are using peanut butter, so just FYI.
Yeah, keep that,
keep
in, mind.
That in mind,
peanut allergies and all of that being said. But what a great event. Shout out to the Lester Library of Rome. Love our friends over there.
Yes.
Great individuals over there. And part of what I love about them is the creativity and the doing things like this. It's a great event. And I'm telling you, my mom might even show up for that. She's She's a big bird watcher. She loves having birds come by. And this is a really fun way of, you know, most people have their traditional bird feeders or their favorite bird feeders. Here's something new to put out there. And, you know, the animals will love it. The animals really love having a little bit of something different out there, especially this time of year.
Yeah.
And it feels good knowing that they have one more resource for food.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, January 18th, we're going back to Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, definitely.
One of the bigger events too, Jillian.
Yes. In wintertime in Rome, definitely season of the fishery. Mm-hmm. And this week, along with the following weeks, are no different. It's our second fishery of the season, this time at Lake Sherwood Lodge, running from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. It is a DNR free fishing day, so keep that in mind if you want to go fishing. All proceeds from the event go to the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association Conservation Fund. Registration begins at Sherwood Lodge at 7:30 a.m. The event kicks off at 8, ending at 4 p.m., and then an award ceremony at 5. Registration fees are $15 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under. Cash payouts will be made for the largest northern, bass, walleye, and largest overall fish, whereas in the children's section, kids can compete for trophies for panfish. If you have any questions, contact the Lake Sherwood Property Owners Association at 715-325-4066.
We can get that information to you again if you need it. You can also find it at visitromewi.com. You can find all the information Jillian and I are talking about there. More on that a little bit later. I do want to take just a beat on this, Jillian, because it actually comes up because of some of the other Midday Magazine conversations I've had lately, and the idea of keeping these kind of things alive in our communities. We all understand, I think, that outdoor activities are a huge part of the economics in Wisconsin, and how our friends up north have been affected by the lack of snow and some of these things. But whether it's fishing or hunting or ATV riding or any of these things, these are some sports and some things that we still need young blood in. We need younger people involved in to keep them alive and keep them relevant, keep them going in this area, in Wisconsin in general, but especially in this area. And when it comes to a free day for fishing, a big tip of the hat to the DNR for this. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, this was a fun thing, but it felt like everybody fished. You know, and it kind of felt like, well, this is just another day. I mean, we're all out there fishing anyway. This has become more and more vital as we go forward to maybe spark something in a kid or in a person looking for a new hobby or something like that, to where all of a sudden that's what they're doing with their time this summer. They're out there fishing.
Yeah.
This event could have sparked so much from this, along with just being a fun community event. We love these fisheries.
Yes, and I give major props to not only Lake Sherwood, but all of these places that have been holding fisheries just for their creativity. And this year, and actually last year when we had kind of a joke of winter with no snow, where they switched to, I think it was virtual fisheries.
Yes, yeah.
Just
really smart.
Yes. Kind of not going down without a fight.
Like, yeah.
The show must go on.
and that's such the Midwest spirit.
Yeah.
And that's something we love about this. And again, I hope encourages people to, if they haven't, even if you haven't fished in a while, or maybe you've got a child that hasn't done it or anything like that, give them an opportunity. Put them out there and see how it goes. I think you're going to be surprised, and they might be surprised by how much they enjoy it.
Yes.
That is a great event. Looking forward to that. Another great event coming up same day, and something we've been talking about every chance we get on the air here, and we even talked about it on Playmakers, our sports show, the Nordic Day at Tri-Norris Winter Park. This is a fun event.
Yeah, so this kind of replaces their ski jump event that they've had for many, many years. This is almost kind of a choose-your-own-adventure type.
Yeah, nicely put.
From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., you can come on out to Tri-Norris Winter Park to explore the trails for free. The inside trails will be marked for snowshoeing or hiking if we have enough snow. The outer trails will be groomed for cross-country skiing. If you are interested in ski jumping, you can bring your kids to a try-it ski jumping session where they will learn to ski jump starting from the 5-meter hill with some veteran ski jumpers. They are offering two sessions, the AM one being 10:30 to noon, and the PM one being 1 p.m. to 2:30. They do have a limited supply of skis, helmets, and boots for youth jumpers, and they strongly encourage pre-registration. And you can find that pre-registration link either on their Facebook page or if you go to the Tri-Norse website.
The try it ski jumping sessions for kids. That's such a great wordplay. I love that so much. And we love our friends over there. And the, again, this is another one of those sports looking to keep alive, looking to bring young blood into while also enjoying. And this, you may have heard a bit of a theme with those last two events, both free, both open to the public. If you missed the times, so the fishery is going to be going from 7:30 to 5. The Nordic day is going to be going from 10 to 3. So you can get both in.
Yeah, you can.
You can get both in there if you want, everybody. That is a fun weekend lined up for you this Saturday, and we got it covered for you. We just took care of your Saturday.
Yeah.
You're all done. And we're not done because Saturday night you got something to look forward to, too. So we even got plans for you at night.
Yeah, we're going back to Lake Sherwood Lodge from 7 to 11 p.m. for some karaoke with Two Bros Karaoke.
Yeah, that's great. They do a really good job with
this,
too.
They do.
So there you go. You can wrap up the night of fishing and checking out ski jumping and everything by doing some karaoke and doing your best version or your favorite song or anything. That's going to be a lot of fun, and having karaoke sessions are a blast for most people. 7 to 11 over Lake Sherwood Lodge this Saturday. Next Friday we go next, Jan.
We go back to the Lester Public Library of Rome for a graphic design for all Canva tutorial class. That'll be 3 to 4 p.m. on Friday the 24th. Have you ever wanted to make professional-looking digital graphics at home? Attend our introductory tutorial on using the Canva software, and you'll be on your way to making your own designs. Canva, for those of you that don't know, is a graphic design tool, online graphic design tool, that is free to use, and no registration is required for this event. Mm-hmm. Please note, though, this is a basic overview of Canva and some of its features geared toward new users. There will be instructions given on how to use the program, but the tutorial isn't specifically hands-on. Mm-hmm. More detailed sessions, including hands-on sessions, may be offered in the future based on participant interests. And I think this is a great thing. I use Canva for my job daily.
Yeah, yeah.
100%.
And here's an opportunity to learn about it and have some fun, creativity and everything with having a guide to give you a hand throughout that. And if you have questions, they want them. They want to hear from them. This is also one of those things that you can even kind of pre-look at and check out a little bit before the event.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just want to get a little familiarity with it or something. But Jillian's right. It's a great resource, great source. And love the idea of more and more people being able to resource these things, use these things, thanks to our libraries.
You know,
whether it's Macmillan here in Rapids or it's Lester in Rome, constantly sharing of information and wanting more and more people to be able to learn this stuff. Just a big tip of the hat to them. You talk about above and beyond. Our libraries do that so much.
Yes, they definitely do.
Very similar to our friends at Visit Rome. You guys do quite a bit. Jillian and I were talking in our pregame how you guys, we all have to wear so many hats. I give a big tip of the hat to you and your staff and your fellow teammates over there. And we do a similar thing with our friends at Historic Point Boss.
Yeah.
Love our friends over there. And we're going to talk about their ice harvest coming up.
Yeah, so they have an ice harvest on Saturday, January 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's actually kind of a two-part event. So during the Port Edwards Lions Club fishery, which is 10 to 3 at NEPCO Lake County Park, Point Bass will be offering an opportunity for you to try your hand at ice harvesting. Then later on from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., go back to the historic Point Bass location and witness the filling of the ice house on our site. They do use the ice all year for chilling their drinks and making ice cream at events. This event is 100% free to the public, so even if you're just curious or you're wondering, okay, what the heck even is ice harvesting, highly encourage you to check it out.
Yeah. It's a great time to be able to do that while also learning more about our area and the history of our area, helping keep history alive with the Historic Point Boss and all of these things. Encourage you to do that. Find out more and take in this event. You can go to their website if you'd like, historicpointboss.com. I imagine Mike and the gang will be in with us on midday to talk about the ice harvest, but that is going to be a fun event. Make sure to make plans for that one.
Yeah.
Saturday, January 25th, more trivia at Lake Arrowhead.
Yeah, that'll be 3:30 to 6 p.m. Join us for the return of trivia nights on select Saturdays in winter. Team registration begins 30 minutes before the start of the event. It is $20 per team, and the teams consist of 2 to 8 players. There will be 6 rounds with 10 questions each, so 60 questions. For all rules, regulations, specifications, I would say visit the Lake Arrowhead website and click on the events tab instead of me just reading all of these rules and putting some of you to sleep.
I think that we appreciate that. Yeah. But at the same time, I get you. Yeah. That's a good idea. Go ahead and check out the website and find out more, and we'll see you at trivia, everybody.
Yeah.
Saturday, January 25th, more great live music at Lake Sherwood.
Yeah, running 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., Lake Sherwood Lodge will be having Lance Black.
Mm-hmm. Heard good things about Lance. I would actually like to get him on one of our shows. He sounds like a really good artist, an interesting one. You can check him out Saturday, January 25th at Lake Sherwood. Coming up that Monday, January 27th through February 11th, a great one at the Lester Library.
February 1st, actually.
Oh, did I say February? Okay, February 1st,
no,
yeah.
That's okay. They'll be having a Lego Challenge Week running from 4 p.m. Monday through 7 p.m. on Saturday, so their closing day. Attention all Lego lovers. We will be celebrating National Lego Day throughout the week. This is a drop-in event for children and families. So whether you are a Lego fanatic, your kid's a Lego fanatic, or you're just curious, stop on in.
I still am. Like, yes. I noticed this. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I played with Legos, but my nephews were around, and they had some during Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I'm just immediately right down there playing with them. I mean, they're just fun. That's going to be a really cool event, hosted by some amazing people at the Lester Library of Rome. Friday, January 31st, kicks off the Sand County Classic.
Yeah, the annual pond hockey tournament at Sand Valley. That'll be running 9 a.m. Friday through 2 p.m. on Sunday. Sand Valley is thrilled to host the third annual pond hockey tournament, the Sand County Classic. Teams of 6 to 8 players will participate in a 4-versus-4 round-robin-style tournament beginning Friday afternoon and culminating in the championship games Sunday morning. You can register your team today at sandvalleypursuits.com. However, if you are like me and you are more prone to falling on the ice than skating around gracefully, spectators are always appreciated and welcomed, and you can spectate for free.
It's a fun event. There's nothing I would say, and I'm biased about this. I grew up in a hockey family, but I don't think there's any sport more fun to see live than hockey and seeing it in person like this. And you're going to be able to encourage and rally these players and also just have some fun on the ice yourself, possibly, or just taking it in. It's a great event. Encourage you to check that one out. Mark your calendars, everybody. Saturday, February 1st, the third annual Mark Simons Memorial Fishery. This is an important one.
Yeah, this will be at Lake Camelot Lodge from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. There is pre-registration starting January 30th from 2 to 6 through February 1st at 9 a.m., so right away when the fishing starts. It is $15 for adults. Kids 15 and under are free. And prize-wise, first through third place for northern, walleye, and bass for the adults. And then children can register with their 2 largest panfish and will receive $2 per inch. The largest panfish wins the grand prize. And like I kind of mentioned earlier in the show, with or without ice, this event will continue. The indoor fishery, you'll be guaranteed $500 cash prize. And if fishing's not your style, 100% okay. They have basket raffles, 50-50 raffles, meat raffles, and if you are a veteran, there is a veteran prize giveaway of a portable ice shack.
Wow. They don't mess around with the prizes and stuff. They do some great stuff over there. That is really cool. Our friends at the Historic Point Boss have their Pinery Road snowshoe coming up. I gotta take this in. I've been wanting to do something like this, and they're hosting it. I got to do this.
Yeah, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, February 1st. Snowshoe and or hike, depending on snow conditions. They're 3.5 miles of trails, or simply just join them for hot cider and roasted marshmallows. The schoolhouse on the property will be open as a warming house where there will be a traditional snowshoe construction demonstration. There are trail maps available, and the bonfire will be in the upper parking lot with marshmallows for roasting.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Everybody make plans to attend that event. We'll be talking about it more, I'm sure, with the gang from the Historic Point Boss. And wanted to make sure to mention another great event at Lister Library, Building Igloos. That's cool.
Yeah, that'll be 5 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 5th. This program involves building creations with toothpicks and marshmallows. This is a family-friendly drop-in event with no registration required. And once again, lots of creativity. So even if you're not feeling like making an igloo and you want to make a cube, I guess, go for it.
And Jillian, in the last minute we have here, I did want to wrap up with one more event. The time goes by so fast.
Yeah.
But we're wrapping up with a big one, a really good one.
Oh, yes. Friday, February 7th through Sunday, February 9th is Lake Arrowhead's annual snowblast event. They have so many things going on within this extended weekend. Probably could take a whole other session explaining them all, but some of the highlights, cocktail tasting, a Friday fish fry buffet, a comedy hypnotist.
Yeah.
For outdoor activities, they have penguin egg hunt, snowman building contest, lawnmower races.
Wow.
They have puppy yoga, the ping pong tournament, puzzle competition, a Super Bowl watch party, just everything
so
but the kitchen sink.
Yeah, it
basically
really does. Live music by Bob Allen from 8:30 to 11:30. That's going to be great. That hypnotist comedian is also going to involve Colin Mockery. Coming to one of the better improv artists I've ever seen. Like, it's a really cool event that they've got going on.
Oh, gosh, I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really going.
It's a really exciting event. And some other really cool things going on. And Lake Arrowhead does such a great job with these events. A big tip to hat to them and all of the businesses and nonprofits over in the Rome area. Love our friends over there and love hanging out with you, Jillian. If people want to find out more, we'll send them to the website.
Yes.
Visit RomeWI.com. Visit RomeWI.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great follow and share their events. It's you never know who might see them otherwise. Jillian, always good to hang out with you. Happy New Year to you and the whole team over there. And we'll talk next month.
Yeah. Always good to be here.
We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.